Good motherfucking afternoon. It is the 5th of May. It's the 5th of May. It's going to be a small podcast. Sorry. And thank you if you're still listening. The past couple have been dropping numbers. I know they were shit. Last podcast was fantastic, though. Fucking check that out. It was a banger. But I was thinking about our foundational beliefs, right? Like, I noticed how when I removed religion as a kid, I was all giggly and I was like, whoa, it's so dumb. Explain the dinosaurs. And I was like that type of retard. And then I got older and then I realized life sucks. So then I'm like, why does life suck? What's going on? Why is everything shitty? And, you know, part of that has to do with me, like, sobering up. Like, it's me going, like, removing all the shit that I was using to avoid reality. And just going, like, well, I'd caught on to it. I was aware. And it made me go, well, let me figure out what this thing is I'm avoiding. It's got to be important. It seems like my life's not getting any better using all these methods I'm using. Food was a huge one, but all these other things I was using, right? So I realized life is shitty and I don't have a way to move forward other than to use these substances, which make my life worse. So then I go, all right, well, that's a tough one. What do I do? And then I saw this guy, Alan Watts, who was able to show me a way to see everything in a fun light. Because everything sucked. There was no color. Everything was very groggy. And eating was tough. It was tough to even eat because I'm like, who cares? Who cares if I eat? Who cares if I... The thing was, I wasn't suicidal. But I was at a point to where I didn't know why I should live. Right, those are two very different things. I didn't want to die, but I didn't know why I should live. Right? Those are two very different things. So I needed to figure that out. Alan Watts gave me that. Alan Watts said, listen, man, it's a game. See through the game. And I went, whoa. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Because then I start looking at things like, oh, you get a job, and then you get money, and then you get a house, and then you find a wife, and then you get married, and then you have kids, but you practice with a dog. You know what I mean? Like, it's just all shit that leads to something. And his point, too, was that it didn't lead to anything. You're led to believe that life is to get to this great point, but it never happens. He has this great sort of philosophy. Because he considers himself a philosopher. It's beautiful. So then I take that and I go, well, okay. What do I do with that? Like, how do I integrate that into my life? People around me were either freaking... Like, I think you go through stages. I think there's a point where you just deny that there's anything just absolute divine out there that cannot be explained with science. There's a stage where that's true for the average person, and you live there. And then you realize life is hell. Life is hell, right? Like, there's a part of life that is absolute hell, and it's hard. And it sucks. So then you kind of, when you really realize that, you go, well, fuck, what do I do about that? And then you realize that there's this divinity, there's this divineness that you can go towards, right? And so I was at the stage where I was ignorant. Ah, it's silly, it's all silly. And then I realized shit sucks. Shit really sucks. What do I do about that? And I didn't want to choose religion, which is what a lot of people do. A lot of people, they'll go to whatever religion will go like, we'll explain it to them, right? Because they like to eat the food rather than serve it, right? They like to consume rather than produce. The problem, though, is when you realize that, is when you confuse the fact that your restaurant makes delicious food with this is the only restaurant that makes delicious food. Because right next door, they have fantastic barbecue. And also, maybe you're a seafood guy. Maybe you're not into barbecue. Maybe you're a salad person. But you cannot deny that there's a lot of fucking people that love going to that barbecue place, and that's the shit, right? And it's the same with religion. How there's people who go to these, who are Christian, and go like, man, this is the best, and I have to save everybody and show them that this is the way. And then if they, a Muslim knocks on their door and says like, hey, I'd love to spread the word of God. And he's like, no, I don't believe in, you know, your religion, right? And to the Muslim, and the Muslim goes, well, we believe in the same God. You know, it's just a different customs, it's different practice. And the Christian goes, no, we do not. And then the whole church gives, woo, you, yeah, hell yeah. We wouldn't say hell yeah, but you cheer on the pastor for saying some quirky story like that. No, we have different gods, I'll tell you that. You know, like, let them be a freaking Muslim, you know, but there's, not all Christians are like that, you know, but my point is that it happens, and I'm sure Muslims do the same thing with Christianity, I'm sure, because there's plenty of Muslims killing Christians overseas, plenty, swear to God, anyone listening to this cannot deny that. All of what I'm saying here is undeniable, right? You might get emotionally invested, and you might go, but I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim. And it's like, yeah, okay, you're right. Maybe you're a good guy. You cannot deny that there are plenty of groups of you guys that are like this, right? Whatever I said to whatever group of people. There is a section of your group of people that's like that, which is what makes it tough for me to choose a group, right? It's what makes me want to produce rather than consume. And I'm not producing in terms of creating a, right? So I'm not like, use the same example. I'm not creating my own restaurant, but I'm making my own food at my house, right? So I'm not serving it to others, right? Like maybe this podcast is a way for you to listen to this and go, well, I like what he's saying, or I don't like what he's saying. And I'm okay with that. I'm not a fucking pastor here, dude. I'm not a preacher. I'm here to fucking convert you. This is a talk show. This is for fun. But, yeah, I mean, I make my own food, right? I make my own ideas, my own reason, my own foundation, right? I don't just look to the Bible or the Quran for these answers, you know? And Alan Watts looked at all religions, all major religions, except for, I don't know how hard he looked in the Quran. Be honest, he did a little bit. The Quran has some bars, but yeah. So I have a tough time with that, though, because sometimes I know that their foundation of all beliefs is insecurity. All belief systems, all of them, and it's because life is insecurity. But my shrink brought up a good point and said, yeah, but that's how you know we have freedom. And I go, fuck, you're right. You're right. It's how we know we have freedom. But it's important to also see that there is no security, but that means we can choose. So then you go, well, what do I choose? Well, what's reasonable? Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Right? And you can only take it so far. You take it to a point to where you feel good about it. Right? And you do it for whatever decision you're kind of wondering about. What do I eat? What do I do for a job? What do I do with all these big things? Little things you can sort of go, eh, you can sort of be unconscious. You just do it. But even if you can't and it's a little thing, you do it for that too. Well, what's the most reasonable thing? Well, let me spell it out. And he had, Jordan Peterson has one too, it's called the Future Authoring Program, which I'm going to look more into. I'm fascinated by it right now. But my shrink had an idea where he said the... Ooh, I'm going to try to think of the acronym. It was the RPM, so it was... was it the reason? I'm going to say the reason. The reason, the purpose, and mad. That's what he called the M. Didn't make much sense, but it's fine. And so the M was really how, right? So the first one is the reason. Where do you want to go? What is the big picture, right? What is the thing? What are we... We want to make a decision. We want to make this big... We have this big idea for our, for what we want. What is that? Right? Like, why do you go to the gym? Gym's an easy one. But it could be anything. It could be going out with a girlfriend, going out to find a girlfriend. It could be having a family. It could be starting a new job. It could be anything, right? It could be doing this fucking podcast, right? So you have that reason, and it's to go to the gym. Well, why? Right? What is it you want to get from it? What is the result? I guess maybe that's what the R is, the result, right? Well, I want a six pack. I want a six pack. What is your vision? I want a six pack. I want to be strong. I want to feel good, look good. You know, I want compliments. I don't know, whatever, right? So then the P is, what are the, it goes into two categories. You're trying to either avoid, what pain are you trying to avoid? And what pleasure are you trying to gain? And that's important. Because you have to go, well, what would happen in my life now if I didn't do it? Well, fuck. I mean, I'd stay fat. I'd stay unhealthy. I would slowly kill myself. You know, it sounds, I guess, trite when I say it like that. I'm using that word right. I hope I think it's trite is the word I'm looking for. But it sounds trite. It's like, I am slowly killing myself if I don't do it. And that's the truth. That is the truth of obesity, you know? And I want to always be self-conscious and... I'm never going to feel good enough. Huge reasons to lose weight, right? That's what you're avoiding. Well, what are you trying to gain? Well, I want to be able to get up easier. I want to be able to... Fuck, I want to be able to... I don't know, stay out longer and... not be embarrassed to look in the mirror and all these reasons, man. All these fantastic reasons. Makes me actually write this down. It's something spiritual. It's something you go to like, well, fuck, I don't want this. And fuck, this would be nice to have. But it's honestly, I think the better thing is what do I not want? I think that could be the more motivating thing. No one wants to be a fucking slob. Talk to any fat guy and go, do you want to be a slob? And they'll be like, I don't want to talk because they're a slob. You go to really obese dude. I mean, I'm a little fat and I feel like a fucking slob a lot. I do it today. I ate like six things of those like Hershey's nuggets before this. And they make it sound nice. It's just nugget chocolate. No, they're 13 grams of sugar, I think, per thing. I think. God damn, are those good. I need to stop, though. I need to stop. But today was crazy, all right? I looked at houses. Today was crazy. I saw my shrink. I went to houses. I was making a Mother's Day gift. I cooked food that wasn't good. That was tough. That sucks, man. It's the risk of making your own food, man. It really is. But... gotta do what you gotta do. Where was I going? Where was I at? Yeah. So those are your reasons. That's your purpose. That's the reason. What does the R stand for, man? Fucking dickholes, man. Paper's not here. It's fine. I'll figure it out. I'll write in the description. But And it's so simple. That's why I have to share it. I mean, this is way, I think, more simple than Jordan Peterson's program. And the M is how. How are you going to get to the R, right? That big vision of being having a six-pack and just looking good. Well, you're going to go to the gym once a week. Then you go to the gym twice a week. And you're making steps, right? All these short, tiny steps. Then you're going to go to the gym and you're going to start with 10 minutes. Then you go 20. Then you go 30. Like, you're just going to slowly increase it. I'm just walking to the gym. I'm not even signing in. I'm just going to walk there. Right? It's just something so fucking simple. You're starting there and you're moving up. That's the M. And so then what that does is it makes it practical. The R is extremely, extremely impractical, because it's this big idea. What do I want? Right? And then the B, P, or P. The P goes, well, why? And then the M goes, how? And it makes it practical. It makes it so now you have the big idea, you know why you want it, and now you go, well, where am I at now, and what's the next step? It's beautiful. And the S at the end goes, okay, say these things sort of happen, how you mitigate these problems that can come up. It's a beautiful, beautiful system. And I'm going to touch on that shit hard. I fucking love it. I might even change it a bit. But anyways, that's a great, I mean, what it is, it's also based on reason, which is is my foundation. That's my foundational philosophy on things, the way I view things is based on ideas and reason, you know? And what do I want at the end of the day? It really is that, what do I want? It's honestly, it seems like selfishness in terms of caring about, really defining it's tough, but it is selfishness, right? It's ultimate selfishness is sort of my philosophy. Because the world both ultimately revolves around me, and I'm ultimately a part of everything else. So it's kind of ultimate selfishness. So then I base everything on reason. What do I want? And I'm connected to everything else, so then I trust my own wisdom. But it's within reason, of course. It has to be reasonable. It has to be reasonable. You know? Because it's ideas. It's, you know, it's a lot to it. It's not a lot to it. It's simple. It's just my foundation's based on ideas. Based on what's reasonable. Man, it's based on a lot of things, but it is selfish. Absolutely selfish. I care about me. I care about me. And to the extent I don't care about me, it's because I was involved in some way. You know? And yeah, if you want like a healthy relationship with food, it's the same sort of deal. You go, well, why? Because I think that's why most people are fat. It's just a bad relationship to food. You know, it's not to know what the boundaries are and what's reasonable and why you should eat reasonably. But anyways, that's got to be it for today. I'm sorry. I wish I could make it longer. Sorry if I bumped into the mic at all. Follow my Instagram, JaggerCop, and it's in the description on the podcast. JaggerKoppen is my Instagram. Subscribe, listen to tomorrow's podcast if you can, but listening to this one was great. Thank you for that. Share it, please, 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 please. I'm giving the show just much more thought and effort, because the past two, I'm not going to come on here and bitch. I'm not going to come on here and hear me bitch. Fuck that. Because I love doing this. But like, I feel groggy, and then I sort of go, well, it's what you get. It's like, no, fuck that. You're not getting that. You deserve better. I'm putting out better. Fuck that. Know that that was a bitch in me, and I apologize for that. I should never have. I'm so grateful for anyone who listens. So thank you. Please keep listening. You know, I love doing this, and I'm not going to stop. As much as I sort of contemplate stopping, I can't see myself ever stopping. You know, I always contemplate stopping when I talk to certain people. When I'm honest with myself, I'm never going to stop this. I'm never going to stop this. And it's only getting more and more secure with that. So, anyways, thank you for listening. And I'll come out with one tomorrow. Thank you.